Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and welcome to Shawnee's Prayer. And as always, I start my prayer off with a blessed scripture, coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, I just want to say thank you. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for being the head of our lives, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray, Father God, that you will allow, Father God, every desire that we have, Father God, every goal that we have, every dream, every aspiration that we have, Father God, I pray, Father God, that is in alignment with your will for our lives, Father God. Don't allow us to want anything that's contrary to what you want for us, Father God, but allow us, Father God, to be in alignment with your will for our lives, Father God. Father God, because it's not about our will being done, Father God, but it's about your will being fulfilled in each of our lives, Father God. Help us to understand your will for our lives. Help us to understand your plan and your purpose for our lives, Father God. Help us to walk in the fullness of that purpose, Father God, as you order every one of our footsteps, Father God. Help us to accomplish every deed, Father God, as your will is being done in our lives, Father God. And help us, Father God, to stay humble, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Help us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not to get a haughty spirit, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, allow us to remember it's not about us, Father God. It's all about you getting the glory out of us, oh God. And Lord, I thank you. And Lord, I praise you. Lord, I honor you. Lord, I glorify you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you and God bless you.